sinless Uddhava, because you love me, I previously explained to you the process of devotional service. Now I will again explain the supreme process for achieving loving service unto me. Although Lord Krishna previously described Bhakti Yoga to Sri Uddhava, Uddhava is not yet satisfied because he loves Lord Krishna. Anyone who loves the Lord cannot be fully satiated by the discussions of devotional service mixed with descriptions of mere Vedic duties and analytic philosophy.
The supreme stage of conscious existence is pure love of Krishna, and one who is addicted to Lord Krishna desires to constantly drink the nectar of such topics. Lord Krishna has given an extensive survey of many aspects of human civilization, including the Varnashram Dharma system and the processes of distinguishing between matter and spirit, renouncing sense gratification and so forth. Now, Uddhava is hankering to hear specifically about pure devotional service to Lord Krishna, and the Lord thus turns to that topic. Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamhayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve
Gauravani Pracharine Shunyavadi Pashyatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyasya Kripa Sindhu Vyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shrivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So welcome all the devotees for this Sunday Bhagavatam class. We are continuing our discussion from this 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Especially this is a series of verses from Uddhava Gita. Uddhava Gita will continue till the chapter 29th. Now we are 19th chapter. This chapter is entitled The Perfection of Spiritual Knowledge. In the previous verse, to just give a brief background, previous verses actually, Lord Krishna, when asked a question by Uddhava, Lord Krishna begins his answer by saying that I am now going to speak something which Bhishma Dev spoke to Yudhishthir Maharaj when Bhishma Dev was leaving his body. Right? So, I was wondering that, you know, when Lord Krishna is speaking to Uddhava, even Supreme Personality of Godhead is referring to his own devotee's conversation, right? It's not thinking that, you know, there is no point of thinking where someone is junior or someone is superior here. Lord Krishna is very speaking to Uddhava, who is also an advanced devotee. And yet he is quoting Bhishma Pitama speaking to Yudhishthir Maharaj. So this whole episode of Bhishma Dev is also very interesting, because we need to know that Lord Krishna, before the battle, when Arjuna was bewildered, he spoke the Gita and convinced Arjuna. And after the battle is over, then Yudhishthir Maharaj is bewildered. And then Krishna is again speaking to Yudhishthir Maharaj and trying to convince Yudhishthir Maharaj, but Krishna fails to convince Yudhishthir Maharaj. So there is one before the battle and one is after the battle. One brother before the battle, other brother after the battle. So Arjuna is convinced, but Yudhishthir Maharaj is not convinced. So how do you see this? In the Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada mentions in the purport that it was Krishna's will, that Krishna will be able to convince Arjuna, but Krishna will not be able to convince Yudhishthir Maharaj. That's Krishna's will. What is the reason? Krishna wanted to give the credit to someone else. So Krishna spoke so many things in length and breadth and tried to convince Yudhishthir Maharaj, but Yudhishthir Maharaj was still not very happy. And then Lord Krishna even got Vyasadeva to counsel Yudhishthir Maharaj. Now Vyasadeva is like the acharya of all the Vedas. He has all the knowledge. So he comes and he speaks to Yudhishthir Maharaj, but Yudhishthir Maharaj is not yet convinced. Then Krishna decides, now the time has come. And then tells Yudhishthir Maharaj that I think so you should ask your questions, your point of bewilderment to Bhishma Dev. Anyways, he is anticipating us to come and meet him, because now the battle is over and you are crowned as the king. So Krishna tells Yudhishthir Maharaj, you are going to meet a dying man. Don't go in simple clothes. Go in opulence. Right? When someone goes to meet a diseased person in the hospital, they will not go with scent and all that perfumes and big opulences. He will go in a normal dress, because the person is suffering there, right? But when Yudhishthir Maharaj was told to go to Bhishma, he was told to go in royal opulence as a kingly man, along with Pandavas and his soldiers and his opulence, the whole grand paraphernalia. Why? Because Krishna knew that Bhishma, whom we are going to meet, he will be happy seeing us in this attire. So it was for the pleasure of Bhishma that Yudhishthir Maharaj wore that attire. And then Yudhishthir Maharaj goes to Bhishma Pitama, and then he first glorifies Krishna, and Bhishma also mentions the predicament of Pandavas, that they had Krishna with them, yet they had to undergo so many problems in their life, right? And Bhishma Pitama mentions that this is all because of time factor. Time factor. So time factor personified, Krishna is standing there. And Bhishma is saying that it is all because of time factor. So I was hearing a lecture of Radha Govind Maharaj. He was mentioning that when devotees also undergo problems, sometimes devotees may ask, you know, Prabhuji, we are Krishna conscious, why do problems come to our life? So Bhishma is teaching us that he also is a devotee, Yudhishthir Maharaj is a devotee, time factor. Samay hamare saath nahi hai. That is called time factor. Right? Samay, Krishna in form of Samay, time is not in our favor. So Bhishma Pitama, when questioned by Yudhishthir Maharaj, begins a beautiful dialogue. Srimad Bhagavatam mentions very beautifully the whole episode of how Bhishma is able to convince Yudhishthir Maharaj. Mahabharata gives a little more details, 2-3 chapters on it. And it is mentioned that Bhishma speaks point blank philosophy. Now you can imagine, Bhishma is not somewhere on a vasasan and sitting and giving a Bhagavatam class. Bhishma is sleeping. not sleeping on the bed also. He was laying down on a bed of arrows. And it is mentioned that just 1 inch of gap between two arrows. Not even that also. Each and every part of his body is pierced by an arrow of Arjuna. And he is lying on that bed of arrows. And on that bed of arrows, Bhishma Pitama is speaking about philosophy to Yudhishthir Maharaj. And Bhishma Pitama could have spoken so many things, right? He could have spoken on Krishna, 10th canto, Krishna's beautiful pastime with Sakya Ras devotees, Madhurya Ras, Vatsalya Ras. Because that's very interesting when someone is very much inflicted with pain. It's very difficult to hear philosophy. What to speak of hear philosophy inflicted with pain? It is painful to hear philosophy when we are all right also, right? It's so painful. Sometimes, you know, you speak nice stories in the Bhagavatam class, devotees say, Prabhu, kitna achha story bola. But philosophy, when we speak, then very difficult to remember. And then it's very difficult to accept it. Quite naturally in Kali Yuga, because we are mand buddhi, philosophy does not register in our minds, in our intelligence. But we should know, Bhishma Pitama is speaking on philosophy to Yudhishthir Maharaj. He is not quoting some stories from Vrindavan or from some other holy places or Krishna's intimate pastimes. He is quoting direct philosophy. He is actually on the bed of arrows and is speaking Krishna conscious philosophy. So we see that Krishna conscious philosophy, we have a perception that Bhagavad Gita may be for us in the beginning stage, and the later as we become devotees, more better devotees, then maybe we should be interested in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela or Krishna's Leela, pastimes. Yes, they are there. But it is not that only in Gita or the philosophies in the beginning. Gita or the philosophy of Krishna consciousness throughout. And this is the example we see. Bhishma, on his bed of arrows, he is speaking clear, distinct philosophy to convince Yudhishthir Maharaj, and Bhishma is about to leave his body. Right? After he speaks the philosophy, then after that Bhishma saw that the whole constellation is very good. Uttarayan has begun. And then Bhishma, while concentrating on Lord Krishna's beautiful beauty, he then leaves his body. So he's about to die and he's speaking philosophy. He's about to die and speak philosophy. I had an experience very many, many years back. I had gone to meet one devotee in the Bhaktivedanta Hospital, Mira Road. And somehow that I came to know that there's one devotee from another ISKCON temple who was admitted in the hospital. He is in ICU. He had been there for at least 3-4 months in the Bhaktivedanta Hospital, coming out of ICU and coming in on the ICU. He was having liver cirrhosis. He was a brahmachari in some temple in ISKCON, connected to our Chopari temple. And it was already known to everyone that anytime he will leave his body. But 3-4 months, there was like the battle. He was going in the ICU and surviving and coming out of the ICU. His stomach was bloating, then they had to remove the fluid from his stomach every day, 2 liters of water, something like that. Painful. So I had met him 3 months back, and then I went to the Bhaktivedanta Hospital. This time I had gone to meet some other devotee. And then I was told, Prabhuji, ICU mein Prabhuji ka last stage chal raha hai. This devotee is in the last stage. Please come and meet him. So I knew that devotee, so I thought, let me go to ICU. So when I went to the ICU, I saw that there was only one devotee next to him from the spiritual care department, and that devotee was reading a book. And somehow at that time, the spiritual care department, the main devotee that time, was also around in the ICU. So when he saw me, he said, yeah, please come and meet him. So I saw this devotee was in tubes and all, right? Completely unconscious, but grasping for breath, like that, you know. And I was told that any time he will leave his body. So I thought, let me do some service because I have come here. It was not predestined. I just came here. So then the devotee was reading the book. He gave the book to me. I saw the book. The book was Beyond Birth and Death. So immediately a question came to me. Why this book? Why not Krishna book? Itna takleef mein aadmi hai. Usko philosophy kya samjhega? Krishna Leela thoda easy digest ho jayega na. I was thinking in that way, that why not Krishna's simple pastime, Krishna going to someone's house, breaking the pot of butter and stealing the butter. That looks little more easy at time when he's about to leave his body and he's having tubes all over. But then I could not ask that question. I said, let me just read, because everyone was reading, so I'm reading. So I read that, started reading the book from where the previous devotee left. Some fifth chapter was going on. So I kept reading, and I saw that actually there were not many devotees around to read for him. And I had time, so I read for 1 hour, the book. Fifth chapter, sixth chapter, seventh chapter. And I was reading, I had never read a book like that in my life. I was more conscious. I was really into the book. And I would see how Prabhupada is progressing from the first chapter, that we are not this body, and how the body is so terrible, and how this is whole material world is samsara. And then finally coming to the point that we are not from this world, we are from spiritual world. And what is spiritual world? So as I was progressing in my reading, I could see some effect on that devotee. And just then, when I opened the chapter, 8th chapter, I think so it was on beyond this world, the spiritual world. And I was reading, and that time this devotee was there. He started gasping for more breath, and immediately I said, doctor, please come. But I kept reading. And this devotee, who's the head of the spiritual care department that time, he came, he put some ganga, he said, hey, now time has come, he's leaving. You keep reading. So I kept reading. And in 5 minutes, the devotee left his body. So this spiritual care department had said that such auspicious thing that, you know, he left his body. He was struggling in his body. So after the whole thing, then I came out and I met that devotee and I had a query, you know, a question. Prabhuji, why we were reading Beyond Birth and Death? Why not Krishna book, you know? It's much easy to digest when someone is leaving his body. So this devotee told me, Prabhuji, this is also Krishna Leela. This is very important. Without understanding this Leela, the other Leela will not work. Right? And then he mentioned that actually when you are reading Beyond Birth and Death, you are helping that soul. Said he has been struggling coming out and in of the body, and about to leave body and coming. He was struggling. There was solid attachment to the body. He was not able to give up the body. So when you spoke that whole book, you read the book, and eventually you came to the 8th chapter, there was a lot of hope generated in that soul. And he felt, yes, if I give up this body, there is something good coming up soon for me. And he gave up that body. So I understood that actually this philosophy doesn't work only initial days, so not only when we attend the Gita course, and after Gita course is over, journey of self-discovery, then we are on some other discovery. No. We are always on self-discovery. Right? It's very difficult to come out of the bodily concept of life. So, this point of Bhishma Pitama speaking philosophy to Yudhishthir Maharaj is actually a lesson for all the devotees that we need to hear philosophy all throughout. Whether we understand it or not understand it. That medicine, which is like a medicine for us, that has to be taken. Because unless the bodily concept is clarified, unless we come out of bodily concept, there is no point of the next step. Right? The next step is moving towards Krishna. Right? So, like for example, we were discussing about Bhishma Yudhishthir Maharaj. Now, Krishna is quoting Bhishma speaking to Yudhishthir Maharaj. But Krishna has throughout the Uddhava Gita quoted so many other devotees. Right? And here in this particular chapter, the perfection of spiritual knowledge, Lord Shri Krishna is actually going to highlight an important thing. And that highlight is about how ultimately every person who is on different rungs of the yoga ladder will have to come eventually to bhakti. Whether someone is on Jnana Yoga stage, Ashtanga Yoga stage, Karma Yoga stage, he has to come to Bhakti Yoga. Because any other process of yoga, no matter how much fulfilling that may be for that yogi, but he will not get the ultimate rasa which the soul is hankering for. And that rasa is only available in Bhakti Rasa. So therefore, eventually a sincere practitioner of Jnana, Ashtanga, Karma has to qualify and promote himself to Bhakti Yoga platform. Because Bhakti Yoga has that rasa. And how much rasa? Unlimited rasa. Not just few drops. Not just one glass. Not just one container. not just one water tank which is on a building. Ocean. Therefore, bhakti is called as bhakti rasa amrita sindhu. Sindhu means what? Ocean. And rasa means mellow. How much rasa? Unlimited rasa. You can just go inside the ocean as deep as possible. No end to that. So here is an example Krishna is telling us that how bhakti yoga ultimately one has to graduate and come to that point. This particular shloka which we are covering today, the 19th verse, is a very, very important verse, a very simple verse compared to the previous verses where intricate philosophy is discussed. Krishna is telling Uddhava, because you love me, I previously explained to you this process of devotional service. Now I will again explain this same process, which is a very secret process. Can anyone remember any resemblance of this kind of a verse in Bhagavad Gita? Anywhere Krishna speaks? Yes, Vivaswan, the fourth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. The first three verses, Krishna tells Arjuna, the first verse, Imam Vivasvate Yogam Proktavan Aham Avyayam. Krishna is telling Arjuna, this transcendental knowledge which I am teaching you was first given by me to sun god Vivaswan. Vivaswan gave it to Ikshvaku. Ikshvaku gave it to his son Manu, the father of mankind. So this transcendental knowledge is coming from top to the bottom, right? Not from bottom to the top. Srila Prabhupada was giving a lecture on Imam Vivasvati Yogam, and that time professor came to meet Srila Prabhupada. So after the lecture, Prabhupada, the professor said, I am a professor of evolution theory. So Prabhupada said, what is that theory? Prabhupada knew that theory, but Prabhupada, what is the theory? Our theory is that everything came from atoms. Everything came from atoms. The first atom came, and the first created being was an amoeba. And then from amoeba, everything came eventually. Then Prabhupada said that, well, your understanding is that everything came from small and became big, right? But our understanding is opposite. Then Prabhupada gave an example. Said, if we tell you to start a very big company, Prabhupada asked him, if we tell you to start a big company, in that big company, whom you will appoint first? A peon or the managing director? So he said, managing director, definitely. That's what, if you are appointing in the first your creation, the top person, and then eventually going to peon, how can Lord, when he creates this, makes this creation, how can he appoint amoeba first? He has to first appoint Brahmaji, right? And from Brahmaji, everything should descend, should come down. And Prabhupada said, see this verse, Evam Vivasvate Yogam. So Krishna first spoke to sun god Vivaswan, and from sun god Vivaswan, it came to Ikshvaku and then Manu. Then the next verse in the Bhagavad Gita says, Evam Parampara Praptam. The same knowledge is coming in Parampara. What Krishna spoke to sun god Vivaswan, and when Vivaswan spoke to Ikshvaku, Ikshvaku spoke to Manu, was not different at all. It was not a downgraded version. It was the same version. It was not something lost, right? The same thing. Why? Because it's in Parampara. People involved are serious practitioners of bhakti, and therefore they are transparent via medium. Transparent via medium. Like I remember one time, this is long back, His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj Vyas Puja was being celebrated. So Yamuna Mataji was here that time, around that time. And she mentioned, or maybe not Vyas Puja, some lecture. And she mentioned that, when I come in association of you, Radhanath Maharaj, I feel very close to Prabhupada. And I was wondering that, you know, Maharaj is like, you know, not much association of Prabhupada he got, you know. He got very less association of Prabhupada, right? But here is someone who associated with Srila Prabhupada so much, and she is saying that I feel very close to Prabhupada. I feel like when I was with Prabhupada. Then immediately this particular verse when I was reading, Evam Parampara Praptam, transparent via media. You become transparent, you can see the previous guru in through you. That's called transparent via media. So this is our parampara. We don't miss anything. It's not like someone is blocking a wall, you know, you have to hear from me, no one beyond me, no. Actually the wall is transparent. You can see through, it's coming from Krishna. That's called Evam Parampara Praptam. One devotee was mentioning this beautiful story, Prabhupada's disciple, Kartikeya Prabhu. So he was saying that one time, Prabhupada was about to come to Hawaii. And he was in Hawaii temple, the temple had just begun. So he was thinking, what should I cook for Prabhupada? So he remembered from his previous connection when he was in the US, that time Prabhupada, whenever there was cold climate, Prabhupada would ask for halwa to eat, to make the body little more hot. So he thought, let me bring some ingredients for halwa, and whenever the Hawaii climate goes cold and Prabhupada may ask, you know, I should be ready with the ingredients. So he went around Hawaii that time and he wanted rava, semolina. Now in Hawaii, no one knew what is rava, semolina. So it was very difficult for him to find rava. So he went to all supermarkets, all markets or all stores, whatever it was that time. And he could not find the ingredient, the main ingredient, the rava. Finally, he got something close to rava, close to semolina. So he bought that and he kept it. And Prabhupada came to Hawaii and he was the cook and servant of Srila Prabhupada that time. And the temperature dropped. And Prabhupada one day called and said, can you make halwa for me? I said, wow. I was thinking, you know, Prabhupada will ask for halwa. So he went in the kitchen and he made that whatever rava he had got, you know. So he made the halwa from that rava. And then he made quite a big quantity. And then he bought one pot in front of Prabhupada. Prabhupada saw this. And Prabhupada said, what is this? So he was shocked, what is this? So Prabhupada ate it. What is this? And he said, Prabhupada, halwa. This is not halwa. This is bogus. So he became so disturbed because he was thinking that Prabhupada will be happy that I am supplying him halwa in this place, Hawaii, in middle of the ocean, you know. And Prabhupada was completely opposite view. Emotions were opposite. So take this away. And Prabhupada just pushed that pot, bowl away. So he took that pot and he offered obeisances and went away. He came out, he was devastated. He was crying. I could not serve my spiritual master. He wanted halwa, I could not make my halwa properly. He was crying and crying. Suddenly he saw a photo of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur nearby. So in that crying mood, he went to Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's photo. And he said, oh Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada, I am not able to serve your disciple, my own guru. What is the use of my life? He wants halwa. I made halwa and he didn't like it. Please forgive me. Please give me intelligence so I can serve him. This was the exact prayer he made to Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And just then the bell rang. Prabhupada had a bell. And he would ring when he wanted to call the devotee. So he came running inside. He wiped his tears inside. Prabhupada said, where is the halwa? Where is the halwa? So he went and bought the one ball of halwa and Prabhupada ate. Prabhupada ate the whole halwa and said, do you have more? So he went running and got another bowl of halwa. Prabhupada ate 4 bowls of halwa. Prabhupada was very happy. So he came out and is thinking, are 5 minutes pehle halwa bola bogus hai. After 5 minutes, he ate the whole halwa. How it is? So he went to a senior devotee to tell him this, you know, kaisa, how to understand this, you know? Because I was crying, Prabhupada did not know. Prabhupada was in another room. Then he said, actually, this is parampara. You were crying in front of Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur. The transmission took place. The information went to Prabhupada because you are praying that you want to serve Guru, right? So then he understood and therefore he accepted whatever you made and he was happy with that. So this is Evam Parampara Praptam. It works in our life and the next generation which will come in this con. It all works. It's in parampara. The parampara never gets... It never stops. The parampara continues. Right? Like one time Srila Prabhupada was giving a class and he was mentioning, it was a room conversation. Prabhupada said, so there are 12 Mahajans. There are how many Mahajans? 12 Mahajans. And one devotee, Prabhupada, you are 13th one. And Prabhupada said, you become 14th. So this is Evam Parampara Praptam. So Krishna then pulls on the next verse in the third verse. Sa evayam mayatedya yoga prokta puratana bhakto si me sakhacha iti rahasyam hi etat uttamam. This verse coincides exactly with today's verse. Krishna tells to Arjuna, I spoke this in parampara Now why I am speaking to you? Because you are my bhakta, bhakto si me, sakha chaiti, and you are my friend. Therefore you qualify yourself to hear from me this knowledge in parampara. And why I am speaking? Because this knowledge coming down appears to be lost, right? The Vedic knowledge is never lost, is never deleted, right? The file never gets deleted. The file is somewhere, somehow our search engine is not able to search that. So our expert person comes and he makes a beautiful search and gets that, hey, idhar hi hai dekh. So that's Guru. So Krishna said that this knowledge appears to be lost, but now I am reviving it by speaking to you, Arjuna. And I am choosing you. There are so many people here in this battle of Kurukshetra. Why I am choosing you specially? Because you are my devotee. Bhakto si me sakha chaiti. So the Krishna conscious knowledge which we have or which we are receiving, we can know it better. How we know it better? By becoming better devotee, right? So if there is some lacking from our side, let's see, we are not able to understand the philosophy of Prabhuji, samajhta hi nahi philosophy kuch. So the problem is not the philosophy, problem is apna hi problem hai, apna system hi gadbad hai, corrupt. Something has to be done with our system. Maybe we'll have to become better devotee, qualify. Because when Arjuna heard the Gita, we never hear any shloka in Arjuna and Bhagavad Gita said, kya Prabhuji, Krishna samajh mein nahi aa raha kuch. No, he is into, tuned in. Krishna wanted to speak Bhagavad Gita in second chapter full, finish. Arjuna said, no, I want to know more. Third chapter, fourth chapter, and the 18 chapters, all because Arjuna was in tune with what Krishna was speaking. Why? Because he was bhakto si me. He was a devotee. And therefore a devotee can easily understand this Krishna conscious philosophy, this knowledge. Right? The famous example also is there on Chaitanya Charitamrita, where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Sri Rangam and then he saw a very simple Brahmana, uneducated, reading, trying to read Bhagavad Gita on the banks of Kaveri. And what happened? Everyone, all the educated Brahmanas were making fun of him. And he was completely oblivious to what's happening around. He was just focused on reading. Sometimes he would not able to read. Sometimes he would read upside down. He didn't even know how to hold the book, Bhagavad Gita book. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would take bath every day in Kaveri. And he would notice this. So one day he went and asked him, my dear Brahmana, what are you doing? He said. Then he told Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that actually I am trying to do something which my Guru has told me. He told me every day read Bhagavad Gita. And I told my Guru that I am uneducated. He said, no, still you read every day. So I am just fulfilling the desire of my Guru. Jitna bola utna kiya hai bas. Jitna bola utna karna bhi wo difficult hai. Jitna bola utna karna ek din achha hai. Roj karna bola difficult hai bahut. But Prabhupada ne kiya ki nahi? Prabhupada ne kya, Prabhupada ko kya bola? Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur ne. Preach in the English language. Ek bari bola. Only one time. Preach in the English language. Next time again the same repeat. I would be happy if you preach and speak and print books in English language. That one thing, and Prabhupada repeatedly followed it throughout his life. First 40 years, no success, but kept following. And next 15 years, full success. 12 years, sir, 15 years, full success. Because he just, jo bola ho kiya. So, he was doing whatever was told by his Guru Maharaj. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of all the Brahmanas in Sri Rangam, could easily find him out. And he said, I can understand that you are not able to read Bhagavad Gita because you are uneducated. But then I have a question. The question is that why are you crying tears when you are reading this Bhagavad Gita? So then he opened his heart that when I see this first page of the Bhagavad Gita where Krishna is driving the chariot of Arjuna, and I think Krishna is Supreme Lord, Ranganath, right? And he is driving his devotee's chariot. So that makes me cry because Krishna is so kind to his devotees. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, you have understood the Bhagavad Gita. The essence of Bhagavad Gita is already understood. You may not know how many verses are there. You may not even quote any verse. But the essence, the spirit of Bhagavad Gita you have touched. Right? So this is the understanding given. So Krishna is always not looking at the externals. Krishna is looking at the spirit which we are carrying, the devotional spirit. Therefore, bhakti is not depending on what is our status in society or what kind of gender we have, or where, which country we stay in, upper, niche, upper caste, lower caste, Maharashtrian, Gujarati, South Indian, Assami, Bihari, Kashmiri, Pakistani, Bangladeshi, no. Lord will see the spirit. One time, this is the same story in some in same place, Srirangam. In Srirangam, the pujari of Lord Ranganath would every day in the morning go and take bath in the river there. So one day when he went to take bath, the ghat where he was sitting, there was one devotee who was sitting there whole night and singing bhajans, deeply absorbed, agband, eyes closed and awake, right? Eyes closed and awake and singing bhajans. So this pujari came and said, "Hey, Haribol, baju ad jao," because he wanted to take bath, and after coming taking after taking bath, he will be very much fresh. He has to go for puja, and this guy is sitting in between in the ghat, so he will contaminate me. So, but this devotee was so absorbed in all these bhajans, he completely not even heard what this pujari was saying. So pujari felt insulted. "I am pujari of Ranganath. I deserve this place. This is my bathing place. This is my bathroom. He's sitting in the bathroom." And then he became a little angry. So he picked up a stone, small pebble, and just threw it on him because he was completely absorbed. Somehow or other, he just threw it, but it hit on his head. And then exactly that portion where the head started bleeding. So this devotee realized something is coming out of the head. He put, "Oh, blood is coming out." And then he told him, "See, you did not listen to me, so I had to throw a stone. Next time, don't sit here." And this guy went inside, pujari went inside the altar. He wanted to go and wake up the deities early morning. As soon as he wanted to wake up the deities, the door which was supposed to open was not opening. He was trying his best to open the door. Just one key is there and a lock is there. The same lock, the same key. Every day open, this time is not opening. So he's not understanding what's happening. So then he sits down, he calls all his assistant, "Hare, door is not opening. Some problem, ask Ranganath." So everyone prays, offer prayers to Ranganath. "Ranganath, what is the reason why you are not opening the door?" Said, "The first darshan today I want to take is take of a very great devotee of mine. Bring him first." "Yes, Ranganath ji, which devotee you are talking about?" "That same devotee whom he hit by a pebble, by a stone. Get him here." He was shocked. That devotee, such an important devotee, Ranganath wants to meet him, first want to see him. And Lord Ranganath said, "Because you insulted him, you make sure that you have to bring him on your shoulders. And the brahmanas, others should keep chanting mantras and mridang and kartal, everything should be like procession. You should bring that whole thing and bring him inside the altar in that way. I want to see him above you." So this pujari, his name was some muni. I don't remember which muni, but some muni his name was. So he went back, and immediately before telling anything, they just lifted him. Said, "Hey, where are you taking me, you know?" And put him on the shoulder and no talking, just let's go, you know. "I made a mistake, kindly forgive me." So this devotee was thinking, "Hey, kya ho raha hai? Kahan pe kahan leke ja rahe mujhe?" He was thinking, "Abhi to patthar mara hai, pata nahi kya marenge abhi." But they went inside the Ranganath temple, and they went inside the altar, and the door opened. And then the Lord saw his devotee. And the devotee was so happy. He saw the Lord, you know. Lord was waiting for him. And that brought so much of tears. Then when he came down from the shoulders of this pujari, whose name was Muni, he offered obeisances. And then he offered beautiful bhajans, which were singing on the banks of the river. And suddenly, in front of everyone, this devotee was meditating on the lotus feet of Ranganath, and he disappeared in the lotus feet of Ranganath. He just disappeared in the body of Ranganath. And then this pujari understood that I have made a mistake. I thought someone is standing there, sitting there on the bath and the bathing ghat. I took it very from externals. I thought he is not a good devotee, I'm a simple devotee. I am much more a greater devotee because I enter into the altar every day in the morning. I wake up the deities. But today deities woke me up, right? So then they understood that this devotee is special. So they didn't know what is the name of the devotee, right? They didn't even know the name of the devotee. So they started calling. They actually made a small, beautiful deity of the devotee and kept in a temple. in the altar. And they name that devotee as Muni Vahanar. That devotee whose Vahan was Muni. Muni became his Vahan, Muni Vahanar. So he became one of the Alvars actually. I don't remember which is the Alvar, exact Alvar. But the whole idea is that how devotional service gets more precedence above the external qualifications. So here Uddhava is qualified because Krishna is saying, because you love me. Uddhava, you love me and therefore you are qualified to be hearing from me. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada disciples mentioned that Uddhava is not yet satisfied. Uddhava is not yet satisfied because he loves Krishna. In sadhaka stage, we also say the same thing. We are also not satisfied because we don't love Krishna. But Uddhava is not satisfied because he loves Krishna. Looks similar, right? Like one devotee was mentioning in his class that in Krishna consciousness, everything looks similar. We are chanting the same Mahamantra. Right? Everyone chanting the same Hare Krishna mantra. Srila Prabhupada also chanting the same Hare Krishna mantra. His disciples who are ISKCON gurus, GBC, they also chant the same mantra. The temple presidents and the counselors and mentors and counselees and so on and so forth, they all chant the same mantra. And when we come to temple, we eat the same prasad. And more or less, we have the same dress, dhoti and kurta, sari. We have same tilak, right? And we have same kantimala. So similar, like everyone looks similar. Externally similar, but internally diverse. So all the resemblance of a devotee is there, but internally that devotion has to come, has to be jagrut, has to be awakened in our consciousness. So Uddhava deserves this knowledge from Krishna because Krishna says, you love me. And anyone who loves me is never satisfied. He never thinks, Krishna, I had enough, thank you very much. There is no thank you very much in Krishna consciousness. There is always, give me more, right? Like many years ago, this advertisement was, Dil mangi more, right? Actually, Dil will always keep manging more. But Krishna consciousness is really, we want more. There is never satisfaction in Krishna consciousness. We want more and more and more. I was mentioning on Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. It's like an ocean. So Rupa Goswami in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu compares devotees to shark fish. Graphic example. Shark fish. You're thinking fish bhi acha bolna chahiye. Shark fish. Killer. But why shark fish? Because Rupa Goswami, he knows that Mayavadis use example of ocean to compare to Brahman effulgence. Merging. All the rivers are entering into the ocean and they are merging in the ocean. Similarly, everyone take any path and they will come and directly enter into the impersonal, void, baseless, qualityless Brahman. So Rupa Goswami takes that example and changes it. He said, if you consider absolute truth to be like an ocean, then he says, but devotees are like shark in the ocean. And what is the quality of shark? The shark stays deep in the ocean. It can go little deep and deeper, unfathomable deep. All the rivers are entering into the ocean, so ocean and river are connected, but shark will never enter from ocean into the river. Why? Because shark gets all the satisfaction in the ocean. The river may be little deep, but not as deep as the ocean. So all the paths which lead to Krishna consciousness is of no importance to a shark, to a devotee, because he gets all his satisfaction in the ocean. And in that ocean, when someone is very deep, Rupa Goswami mentions the fishermen also cannot catch shark, the deep ocean. Similarly, Maya cannot touch a pure devotee who is actually diving deep into the ocean of bhakti. Similarly, in ocean sometimes there is volcanic eruption. That volcanic eruption is compared to speculation. And Rupa Goswami says that when volcanic eruption comes, shark just leaves that place and goes to some other place and dives deep into that place. It is so much of deep. Krishna consciousness is so deep that a devotee can just be like a diver and go inside and he could relish the Krishna consciousness. There is so much information, there is so much of rasa. Nectar of Devotion, the same book. In Nectar of Devotion, there are these four waves. Ocean is there, so four directions. Srila Rupa Goswami, in the first direction, first wave, the first 19 chapters, we generally in Bhakti Shastri, we read those chapters. And later chapters, we don't read in Bhakti Shastri. But it's a good chapter to read also. The remaining three divisions mentions about rasa. And in that, generally we all have understanding of five rasas, right? Which are the five rasas? Sakhyaras, Vatsalyaras, Madhuryaras, Shantaras and Dasyaras. No, nowadays we are talking about Amras so much, right? So that is the highest rasa now. So five rasas. But beyond five rasas, what do you know? We may know some examples. That's it. Mother Yashoda as Vatsalya. But Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu gives a thesis on this rasa. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu Rupa Goswami mentions that each devotee relishes different ecstasies. Usme bhi change hota hai. And gives example of a child. Like for example, mother and a child. A mother loves her child. But a child's love is innate in the heart. Now she may be cooking and a child is playing somewhere. So the love is already there, right? She is cooking for the child only, right? And child is there. And suddenly child comes in and he starts catching the sari of the mother and catching her attention. And then mother turns and mother sees the beautiful face of the child. The love is already there. And then what happens? The emotions are churned. There is some ecstatic feeling for the child, right? So that is the first thing. And then she picks up the child and embraces and kisses the child. Another emotion, right? If the child in his plaything, the child goes somewhere in a corner where there is some harmful object there, the same mother watches that child, another feeling comes in, protection. Oh, what will happen to the child? That's also a feeling. So Rupa Goswami gives the example of mother and child, that how the same love is expressed in different emotions. So he mentions that same, a devotee also experiences different bhava. So there is vibhava, there is anubhava, there is sattvic bhava, there is thayi bhava, there is vyabhichari bhava. All this bhava within one devotee's life, every day, day in and day out. And then he mentions, then these are the six or five bhavas, and Rupa Goswami moves on to Shantaras. In Shantaras, there are these six bhavas. So combination of each example of Shantaras, all these bhavas. Then Dasyaras, all these six bhavas. Now, this is something which is beyond many of us, right? At least beyond me. Why? Because this bhava is completely away from us, so far away. And yet we are thinking in our life, someday, right, one day we will be able to relish this bhakti bhava. Ye bhakti bhava ko relish karna chahiye. Right? His Holiness Indradevna Maharaj was mentioning a beautiful example when he came for Nityananda Doshi lecture here. And he was mentioning that when I went to Vrindavan, I met many sadhus in Vrindavan who are like pakka brajvasis, stay there for whole life, you know. And they were telling their insights into Braja Bhakti, Krishna consciousness. And they were saying that one lifetime is not enough. One lifetime is not enough. First life you stay in Vrindavan, then you are called as sadhaka, sadhana bhakti you have to do whole life in Vrindavan. Then you die in Vrindavan. The next time you again come back to Vrindavan, whenever that is, next life or after that, then you start, then you do bhav bhakti for one more lifetime. Bhav bhad rahe abhi. Then you leave your body in Vrindavan, bhav bhakti stage is over if you complete that stage. Then third lifetime again you have to come to Vrindavan and then you can be a prema bhakta. And then from there you go back home, back to Godhead. So Indradev Maharaj was mentioning, my goodness, itna high standard hai. And then I was thinking, but Srila Prabhupada always told us that we have opportunity to perfect our life in this lifetime. We have an opportunity. It's not like opportunity is guaranteed, but we have opportunity. Many times the ISKCON devotees think that हम ISKCON में आ गए तो automatic ticket मिल जाएगा. नहीं, opportunity is there, right? That opportunity is there. Like for Prasadam, opportunity is there. But you have to stand in line and go on time. Otherwise, what will happen? You'll only hear there was beautiful khichdi. Right? And you'll see also everyone relishing khichdi. But what will you have? You will not have khichdi. Because everything is available, but you have to be opportunistic. So he was mentioning, Maharaj was mentioning this point, that Braj is all about reaching Radharani and Krishna. Their embodiment of sweetness, adharam madhuram. Embodiment of sweetness. But same Braj, Radharani and Krishna have appeared in Kali Yuga in Navadvip as Lord Chaitanya. Together they have come and became Lord Chaitanya. The embodiment of sweetness have become embodiment of mercy. And in that Gaudiya Parampara, we have a beautiful parampara where we have Srila Prabhupada, who is so merciful. And he has told to all of us, we have an opportunity. All these great devotees in Vrindavan, they are very convinced, three lifetimes. But he was mentioning, at least Prabhupada is opening that door. Khula hai darwaja, lekin pochna hai wahan par. Automatic jane wala nahi koi. We can go. We can make it. Right? But then what happens? It's very easy to say we can make it. Like when I was new in Krishna consciousness, when I would hear these statements, you know, one lifetime will go back to God. Mujhe kya laga ki ho jayega. Right? When we are new, we always think, ho jayega. But when we are already coming, already in Krishna consciousness for so many years, then what happens? Hoga ki nahi? Initial days, ho jayega. Or, abhi hoga ki nahi? Why? Because abhi malum hai, where we stand. And time also is less, right? Age factor is there. Bhakti is not there. Conditionings are so much. What will happen? So at that time, one should have faith. Shraddha. Shraddha that the process works, right? The process works. It will work. But that doesn't mean that just keep faith. We'll have to work on the process. We'll have to work on the process. I was hearing a nice analogy. One devotee was telling me. The devotee is very famous for his wonderful humorous tales of Krishna consciousness. So he was comparing bhakti to Mumbai-Pune express highway. Gaudiya bhakti to be Mumbai-Pune express highway. Now many of you have travelled on Mumbai-Pune express highway, right? Previously if you have travelled from here Mumbai to Pune, it would take 5 hours. With no guarantee. Congested traffic ho gaya to aur time lagega ghat pe. But now at least you can more or less say that 2.5 hours, go in the early morning, 2.5 hours, maximum 3 hours, you'll be in Pune. So all previous paths are compared to the old highway. And bhakti path is compared to Mumbai-Pune express highway. Now, you can really drive fast now because it is Pune express highway. There are 4 lanes, right? So big roads, naturally then the car takes speed, when especially drivers they like, right? And then drivers always are competing, you know, people are moving ahead of him, so he doesn't like, so he also moves ahead. There is a lot of competition, a lot of excitement on the Mumbai-Pune express highway. And when you reach Lonawala, you said, aray, ek ghante mein Lonawala pucha, chalo, aray, ek ghante mein Pune pucha deta ho. So then, when you drive on Mumbai-Pune express highway, which is the path of bhakti, as given by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, very fast, there has to be some precautions taken. Okay, so this devotee was mentioning, what are the precautions we take when you drive on express highway? The first precaution, keep your seat belts on, because you're driving so fast, suddenly you may have to press your brakes. And if it's very fast and you press your brakes, then you'll be out of your car, right? The car will be behind, you will be ahead. Because you press the brakes and seat belt is not on. The seat belt keeps you in the car. Right? So he was mentioning that the seat belt can save us also. Many times many people got saved because their seat belts were on. There was a crash, but they got saved because seat belt was on. So he compared, you know, path of bhakti, the seat belt is compared to Vaishnava association. Association of devotees, regular association of devotees. Because accidents, mishaps, breaks, sudden emergencies keep coming in our life. We need that belt of devotees to rely upon, right? Bhaktacharya Maharaj had come to a temple and one devotee asked him a question. Maharaj, we always hear about association of devotees. How does it work, you know? हम बोलते कुछ प्रॉब्लम है तो भक्तों के संग में आ जाओ, लेकिन कैसे, क्या होता है क्या वहाँ पर? सो यू मेंशन्ड दैट एक्चुअली वी शुड नो दैट व्हेन वी कम एसोसिएशन ऑफ डिवोटीज, इन दैट एसोसिएशन द इंटरनल एनर्जी ऑफ कृष्णा इज हाईली एक्टिव, राइट? सो देयरफॉर टू प्रैक्टिस भक्ति इज वेरी इजी इन दैट एसोसिएशन. व्हेन यू गो आउट ऑफ टेम्पल और गो आउट ऑफ एसोसिएशन ऑफ डिवोटीज, हु इज वेरी एक्टिव, विच एनर्जी? Any doubt? Any guesses? External energy is highly active, right? And where all external energy is highly active? The whole material world. Everywhere external energy is highly active. That is the range, the mobile range. But here, when you come in association of devotees, internal energy is highly active. And therefore, it is very easy to take shelter, very easy to chant, very easy to practice Krishna consciousness. Why? Because the association is there. So this is the first thing. Seat belt should be on. Second is, don't change lanes when you're driving fast. Right? There is always a risk. It's very easy to change lanes. No, you just keep going like this, but it's always a risk. So what is the meaning of don't change lanes? Means don't keep changing your services. Remain consistent in whatever services have been given to you. Don't keep thinking, kya seva diya mujhe, wo acha tha. Aur wahan jaane ke baad hai, wo acha hai. Don't keep jumping. Do one service. One service constantly if done, that service will give us realizations. I'm speaking the same thing now. Prabhupada also, one service. His spiritual master told him just one service. Preach in the English language. He did the same service throughout his life, even when Prabhupada was leaving his body. That time also he was dictating Prabhupada's purports. Can you imagine? Seva karne ka kya seema kitna hai, dekhiye yahan par. Someone is already about to leave. He could think, haan, bahut seva kiya maine. Lekin udhar bhi seva kar rahe. Upar se Jayat Maharaj mic laga rahe aur Prabhupada is speaking about purport, 10th canto, 14th chapter. That is the enthusiasm to serve one service. So don't change lanes, don't keep changing your service, jumping from one seva to another just because this I don't like, that I don't like. There are some services which will not like, there are some services which will like. We'll have combination of both, right? We'll never want, never have everything which we like. We are actually having nothing like that in our material world also, material life also. In material life, if we actually analyze, is there everything we have in our life we liked? Not necessary. Many times actually it is not like that. Very less things we like, baki sab tolerate karna padta hai. But when you come to bhakti, we expect that yahan to asa acha hona chahiye, sab kuch acha hona chahiye. Every service I get should be very much as per my swabhav, as per my liking, my authority should be very cooperative to me, they should encourage me, inspire me. Oh, may not be. Don't change lanes. Third, don't overspeed or don't overtake. Don't overtake means don't take over other devotees. Don't take over other devotees means sometimes when we are practicing bhakti, we see some other devotees, they are doing nice service in their own field. And we aspire, let's become better than them. Don't try to overtake devotees. Be happy. Remain in your lanes and keep going where you are going. You are going in right direction. You will reach definitely without fail. So don't overtake. Beyond your capacity, don't do anything more in Krishna consciousness. Don't try to compete with devotees who are very good devotees in Krishna consciousness. Right? Because if we try to do that, we are actually very much artificial in our attempt in Krishna consciousness. Like for example, someone is a very good singer, right? And he sings beautiful. And you want to be also लाइक हिम, लेकिन आवाज क्या है, एकदम बेसुरा है. तो देन हाउ कैन यू कम्पीट, राइट? एंड इवन इफ यू गो इन योर होम एंड यू सिंग ऑल दो सॉन्ग्स एंड यू पुट ऑन यूट्यूब एंड एवरी डे यू चेक हाउ मेनी व्यूज आर देयर, नथिंग विल कम, बिकॉज दैट्स नॉट योर क्वालिटी. अ पर्सन इज अ गुड सिंगर मे नॉट बी अ गुड कुक, अ पर्सन इज अ गुड स्पीकर मे नॉट बी अ गुड सिंगर. सो एवरी वन हैज सम क्वालिटी, बट वी वॉन्ट टू बी बेस्ट ऑफ ऑल, राइट? I am a good singer, but I need to be good lecturer also. I need to be good cook also. I need to be good mridang player also. I need to be good manager also. I need to be good whatever. So who is that person in this whole universe who is good at everything? Tell me. Krishna. So we are competing with Krishna. So we need to know that we will always lack something. But be happy where we have good qualities. We are able to serve in that way and move ahead. One time, one devotee asked Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, he was a book distributor. So he asked Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada, I want to serve you life after life after life. I wish I could come again and again and distribute your books on the streets of USA. Prabhupada said, not required. Prabhupada said, not required. Kaliyuga is going to be more horrible in future, Prabhupada told him. So don't come again here. In this life, you distribute the books, but simultaneously also work on achieving perfection in devotional service and get rid of this body and go away. So Prabhupada told him. He thought Prabhupada will be very happy, saying, "Arey, janam janam tak book distribution karne wala hai, jarur nahi. Idhar rehna nahi hai, niklo yahan se." So don't try to do something which others can do. Just be what we are and practice Krishna consciousness. Don't try to be externally some other person. The fourth thing is pay the toll, right? After you go on the highway, then you have to pay a toll also, right? Sometimes people argue on the toll. Are kyun le raha hai, kam lena chahiye, zyada lena chahiye, already hai uspe, something or other, and they waste their time. Ultimately, they have to pay the toll. So it is compared to the baggage of karma we have carrying in our life. And we have to pay the toll also. So we are devotee, Hare Krishna devotees. So someone may say, abhi devotee ban gaya main. इतना प्रॉब्लम क्यों आ रहा है? अरे वो पहले का प्रॉब्लम है ना, वो लेके चल रहा है, उसका तो बिल भरना पड़ेगा ना. सो दैट प्रॉब्लम्स विल कम, जस्ट पे द टोल एंड मूव ऑन. डोंट वेस्ट आवर टाइम थिंकिंग अबाउट व्हाई इट हैपेंड, ये क्यों हुआ, मेरे साथ क्यों हो रहा है, बाकी लोग क्यों अच्छे हैं, मेरा ऐसा क्यों हो रहा है. डोंट नो नो वेस्टिंग टाइम देयर, जस्ट मूव ऑन, पे द टैक्स एंड मूव ऑन. देन द नेक्स्ट इज, दिस इज नाउ फोर, फिफ्थ इज टॉलरेट द हैवी व्हीकल्स which comes on the road. You may have a very fast car, like say Mercedes Benz, and you are driving very fast, but you also know that sometimes there are trucks who are struggling and going slow, big, big, huge trucks, and sometimes you are not able to go ahead because there are two trucks on the same, two different lanes, you know, and you are waiting and you are honking, are baju hat chal. So who are these heavy vehicles? It is mentioned that in our Krishna consciousness, we come across devotees. Because of previous conditionings, they are also moving on the highway of Krishna consciousness. But they are struggling. It's not easy. You are driving very fast, but they are also driving, but very slow. They are struggling on the highway. So don't honk them, don't disturb them, accommodate them. Right? Give them time, they require that time. And very important, if you reach Pune in 3 hours, they will also reach Pune in 4 hours. Ultimately, they will reach Pune. Just a matter of time. But don't neglect them. Don't think that they are useless. No, they are taking their own time. Give them that time. So this is the fifth point. Sixth point, kindly take care of the maintenance of your vehicle. Always maintain your vehicle properly, especially when you're going on Pune Express Highway. If the vehicle is not maintained properly, what will happen? There will be breakdown, overheating of engine. So you have to maintain our vehicle. And maintaining our vehicle regularly means doing our sadhana regularly, diligently, nicely. So when you do our sadhana regularly, what happens is we make sure that our vehicle of Krishna consciousness is always properly oiled. And we are moving in Krishna consciousness. And there need not be a breakdown suddenly due to neglect of maintenance. The seventh one, the second last one, is don't forget to fill the fuel. you're going on a big highway, you have to fill the fuel. A tank should be full of petrol or diesel or gas, whatever it may be, because you are going on long distance. And this filling of fuel is compared to regularly coming to the gas station called as satsang. In satsang we come and you feel the fuel of Krishna consciousness, right? Now when you're traveling, for example, when you're going and you want to fill your fuel, do you check first how the gas station looks? Kitna bada hai, kitna chota hai? Are mil raha hai, jao andar le lo, hai na? We never compare, you know, this is little small, this is not so big, let's go to the bigger one, let's drive one more kilometer and get a bigger one, and this is really posh. We don't see the oil station from externals. We just see oil mil raha hai kya, log khade hai, oil le rahe, let's move in, fill in and move out. So when you come in satsang, satsang should not be seen the external way. Are ye program jo hai na, ye Peda Road mein ho raha hai. नहीं, ये प्रोग्राम कहाँ पर हो रहा है? घाटकोपर में हो रहा है. अरे ये प्रोग्राम तो विरार में हो रहा है. दोज आर एक्सटर्नल्स ऑफ सत्संग. द फ्यूल इज अवेलेबल, द फ्यूल इज अवेलेबल ऑफ कृष्णा कॉन्शियसनेस. वी नीड टू फिल दैट फ्यूल, राइट? सो समटाइम्स सत्संग ऑल्सो वी मे मिस बिकॉज वी मे थिंक ओ दैट सेट ऑफ डिवोटीज, यू नो, आई डोंट लाइक टू एसोशिएट, समहाउ ऑलवेज मिसअंडरस्टैंडिंग्स हैपन बिटवीन मी एंड द डिवोटीज, व्हाट शुड आई डू, बेटर आई डोंट गो टू सत्संग. So Prabhupada says in his purport to the Dhruva Maharaj chapter, he mentions that Dhruva Maharaj is telling to, is speaking in his prayers to Lord Vishnu, that, oh Lord, let me always be in an association of devotees. Let me never think that I can do my Krishna consciousness without devotees. So Prabhupada said in that purport that sometimes devotees may feel if I practice alone, then I will be peaceful. Right? Sometimes that thing may be there in our life, you know, that I go to temple and I go to satsang programs and then I see devotees always quarreling, there is fight, management, ye nahi hai, wo nahi hai, main itne baar bol raha hu, ye change hona chahiye, wo change hota, koi sunta hai nahi mera, so I'll not go only, right? So better I don't go. Prabhupada said you may be very peaceful, but peacefulness is never there. There is no peace alone. It's a reality. And Prabhupada says, you may think that alone is peaceful, but there is no peace. And you may think when I come in association of devotees, there is so much of issues, so many problems, there is no peace. But Prabhupada said that no peace is better than no peace outside alone. Right? So, I was hearing a lecture of Madan Gopal, who was mentioning this beautiful point, that there are always disagreements sometimes with devotees. Right? But we should read pages of Bhagavatam. In pages of Bhagavatam, you will see disagreements between senior devotees, pure devotees. Toh chal raha hai, idhar bhi hai, udhar bhi hai. Disagreement between Chitraketu Maharaj and Parvati. Who is Chitraketu Maharaj? Chitraketu Maharaj is a pure devotee. Directly instructed by Shankarshan, right? And the four Kumaras, and he's about to go back to Godhead, everything is there. He's driving on a big airplane, and then he sees Lord Shiva speaking Vairagya lessons to Vairagis, and Parvati is sitting on his lap. So Chitraketu Maharaj suddenly becomes a little intrigued, and he smiles. Such a wonderful thing. Shiva is speaking lessons of renunciation to renounce order people, and yet, while speaking those lessons, Parvati is sitting on his lap. So that makes him smile and laugh. Parvati sees that. Parvati feels that this is insulting for my husband, Lord Shiva. Parvati is who? She is also Vaishnavi. And she becomes very disturbed and she curses Chitraketu Maharaj to become a demon. At least we don't get such curses in association of devotees, like become a demon, right? One time one person came from outside the gate, you know. Security department did not allow him. So he was dressed like a devotee. So he said, "Na, mandir band hai abhi." "Arre, main ISKCON ka devotee 50 saal se." "Ho sakta hai, lekin abhi mandir band hai abhi." "Main Brahman hu." So is Ravan said also. Then I understood, looks like externally a devotee, but doesn't look like a devotee the way he's talking. I became so angry. He said, "You are not taking me inside temple.
He took his Brahman and said, I curse the whole security guard that you'll all go to hell. And all security, ठीक है अभी तो आप जाओ यहाँ से, हम कल जाएंगे कि नहीं जाएंगे पता नहीं. So at least this happened 5 years back. Our security guards are still here. So our curses actually don't work like that. But Parvati Devi's curse work. Chitraketu Maharaj, just like, you know, अभी दरवाजा खुलने वाला है कि नहीं? और पहला लाइन में वही है चित्रकेतु महाराज. From that position he became a demon in the next life. Big disagreement. The second disagreement mentioned in the Bhagavatam is Indradyumna Maharaj. He was a big king, great devotee. He left Vanaprastha hone ke baad, he went to the mountains, forest, and he was doing devotional service, absorbed in bhakti. Agastya Rishi walks in and he fails to welcome Agastya Rishi. Agastya Rishi also a great Vaishnava. Agastya Rishi curses him. You are not receiving a great sage. You look like a dull person. So become a dull animal. Becomes Gajendra. So next life he becomes an elephant, Gajendra. Disagreement. Big disagreement. Then there are so many disagreements. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srivas Thakur, right? And he is in the Rath Yatra parade. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is dancing, and Srivas Thakur is absorbed in seeing Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dancing. And the king, Prataprudra Maharaj, he also comes in and he wants to see. But Srivas Thakur is so absorbed that he's dancing, he's going from this side to that side. And Prataprudra Maharaj is not able to see directly because in between Srivas Thakur is coming. So Prataprudra Maharaj is watching still. Prataprudra Maharaj's servant or assistant or minister, Hari Chandan, who's also a devotee, he thinks that maybe he does not know king is standing behind him. So Hari bol karke side mein kar deta hu unko main. So he just moved Srivas Thakur little. Srivas Thakur was like disturbed in his existence. He didn't care. Again he was dancing here and there. Hari Chandan again moved Srivas Thakur, thinking that now king should. Srivas Thakur became a little disturbed. He came and then he slapped Harichandan. Thad. This never happens in our association of devotees, right? So Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita have always extreme examples. Slapping, cursing. So what do we see? That this is quite natural. Yes, it is quite natural. It will happen. See how they took it in their life, right? Prataprudra Maharaj immediately told Harichandan, Harichandan, you are so much fortunate. You got slapped by one of the Panchatattvas. Mercy. Right, I was not in your place. So then he understood, oh, this is mercy also. So Prabhuji was mentioning Madan Gopal Prabhu that if you see disagreements among devotees in satsang, don't be bewildered and don't be very much disturbed. That how can devotees fight? How can devotees quarrel? Why is happening like that? It is mentioned Bhagavatam, it will happen. Mentioned Chaitanya Charitam, it will happen. It has happened with great souls. So what should we disturb? What should be we disturbed with? He told we should be disturbed with not what devotees are doing. We should be disturbed that what I am doing. Itne saal se jap kar raha hu, jap mein taste hi nahi hai. We should disturb. So many years we are chanting and I have no taste. I have been speaking, jaldi utna chahiye, jaldi utna chahiye. Main jaldi utta hi nahi bhakti mein. Late hota ho, I sleep late, I get up late. We should disturb, I am not waking up in the morning. That should disturb us more than devotees' disturbance. We should disturb that I have not become humble. I am still so proud. I still have so much attachment. This disturbance should be more disturbing us than the small disturbance in devotee society. Then what will happen? We will not focus on those small disturbances. Because there are many things inside the heart which is disturbing us so much. And the last one is, put the lights on. When you go on Pune Express Highway, the Bhakti, sometimes there are big tunnels. And in tunnels, it is dark. And then you have to put the lights on. So in our faces of bhakti, many times we come across a very bad face, sometimes like a tunnel. We do not know where the tunnel is ending. It's a long, deep, dark tunnel. So what to do? The deep, dark tunnel is there. We are going through a very bad phase in our life. Turn the lights on. Light means Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya. Take shelter of jnana, knowledge. Read, take shelter of Prabhupada books.
take shelter of book Bhagavat, take shelter of person Bhagavat, and learn how to see our life through that tunnel. The tunnel will not end, but tunnel will be continuing, and we will also continue to move on, holding, knowing very well, कहीं ना कहीं ये खत्म होगा. It is not permanent. It is not eternal. For us, it looks eternal, but still devotees will tell us, the books will tell us, nothing is eternal in this world. Our misery is also not eternal. Our happiness also is not eternal. Everything will have its expiry date. Just go through it. Because everyone has to go through the tunnels of darkness. So with these 8 things, we were discussing about how, like we began, if you remember, that we have to complete our journey. Prabhupada said, in one lifetime we'll achieve perfection. So we are on a fast bhakti lane. But on a fast bhakti lane, we may have big roads and we have our best posh cars. But yet there are precautions. Day in and day out. We have to be very much satarkta, very much cautious. Krishna conscious and cautious of the external energy called as Maya. If you remain conscious and cautious, what will happen is we will be able to survive in our Krishna consciousness. There may be accidents, there may be mishaps, but we will survive because we have kept these 8 things in our life. Right? And as Krishna promises in the Bhagavad Gita and Neha Bikrama Nashosti Pratyavayo Na Vidyate Swalpam Api Asya Dharmasya Trayate Mahato Bhayat. That is Krishna consciousness, whatever we practice, it will always be to our eternal credit. Always. So in the past, we finished Krishna consciousness 50%. So the next time we take up Krishna consciousness, we begin at 51%. Right? That is the power of Krishna consciousness. Nothing gets lost. It's all carry forward. But we should also know that if 50% is remaining, but if we add up the fuel of sense gratification, conditionings, then that remaining 50% will not be Mumbai Pune Express Highway. It will be a ghat road. If we have to travel 10 kilometers on a plain road, how much time it will take? 10 kilometers? Those who drive cars regularly. कितना देर लगेगा 10 किलोमीटर मुंबई पुणे एक्सप्रेस हाईवे में 10 किलोमीटर चढ़ना है चलना है 10 मिनट्स 20 मिनट्स 15 मिनट्स ठीक है बट व्हाट इज द 10 मिनट्स ऑन द लोनावाला घाट 10 किलोमीटर्स ऑन लोनावाला घाट द सेम 10 किलोमीटर्स टेक्स मोर टाइम राइट व्हाई बिकॉज इट्स स्टीप सो समवन मे फिनिश 50% एंड बिगिनिंग 50% बट हिज कंडीशनिंग इज वेरी हैवी सेंस ग्रेटिफिकेशन इज स्टिल नॉट गॉन देन ही मेक्स हिज हाईवे लाइक दिस. That means it takes time now for him to go, because that 50% will not be the same speed at which he was traveling before. If same speed is there, but because of the sense gratification conditioning, the bhakti is like this, steep. He has to keep changing gears, the fourth gear, third gear, second gear, and struggling. So therefore Krishna consciousness, as mentioned in this chapter and this verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, is enjoying and blissfully performed by devotees like Uddhava, and there is a chance for others to also enter into the realm of bhakti, to relish the rasa of bhakti, like a shark diving deep into the bhakti rasa. But for that, to enter into the realm, one has to practice the purifying stages of sadhana bhakti, and eventually by following those principles of sadhana bhakti, as Prabhupada has told us, that we can achieve perfection in our life if we actually perform our bhakti with diligence. With that we end our presentation. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. We have announcement from Bhakti Vedanta Academy of Culture and Education. Bhakti Shastri course in Marathi starts on 15th June by Manohar Prabhu, and seminar in Hindi on overview of Bhagavad Gita, chapter 5 and 6 by Baldev Prabhu on 9th and June 2019. For details, please see the notice board.
Hare Krishna, dear devotees, there is one more announcement. Today's breakfast prasad is sponsored by Mr. Aviraj Krishna in loving memory of his father, Sri Ramakant Sinha. Let us express our gratitude and prayers by loudly chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna.